Spiritual growth begins with grace. That sentence is very important. Many people think spiritual growth begins with trying harder. They imagine God standing far away, waiting for them to improve enough to be accepted. But the gospel teaches something better. Grace means that God acts first. God comes toward sinners. God gives what we could never earn. God restores what we could never repair by ourselves. After the fall, Adam and Eve hid. God came looking. After Israel failed again and again, God kept speaking through the prophets. When the fullness of time came, God sent his Son. Spiritual growth begins because God is gracious. Ephesians 2 says that we were dead in trespasses and sins, but God, being rich in mercy, made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. That means spiritual growth is not a ladder we climb to make God love us. It is a response to the God who loved us first. Grace does not mean sin is harmless. Grace tells the truth about sin. Grace names the fall. Grace exposes shame, hiding, blame, and disordered desire. But grace does not stop with exposure. Grace restores. This is where many students need encouragement. Some come to Christian Leaders Institute carrying failure. Some have family wounds, addiction histories, anger patterns, sexual shame, church hurt, pride, fear, or spiritual confusion. Some wonder whether they are too broken to grow. The answer of the gospel is clear. You are not beyond the reach of Christ. Grace does not excuse what is disordered. Grace brings what is disordered to Jesus for healing, forgiveness, and reformation. Grace also teaches us a new way to grow. We do not grow by hiding. We grow by coming into the light. We do not grow by pretending. We grow by confession and trust. We do not grow by self-hatred. We grow by receiving mercy and learning obedience. We do not grow by performance. We grow by abiding in Christ. Spiritual growth begins with grace, but grace also trains us. Titus 2 says the grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live soberly, righteously, and godly. So grace is not permission to stay the same. Grace is the power of God that brings us home and teaches us to walk. In this course, spiritual growth is whole person restoration in Christ. The embodied soul is redeemed, renewed, and led by the Holy Spirit. Creation shows what God designed. The fall shows what sin damaged. Redemption shows what grace restores. And grace is where true spiritual growth begins.